Paul McCollum is the pastor at Little Flower Catholic Church in Reno, which serves English and Spanish-speaking communities. While reporting on a vaccine clinic being held there, KUNR's Natalie Van Hooser spoke with McCollum about how the church and parishioners have been impacted by the pandemic.
As a priest, how has your work been impacted by the pandemic?
Well, since the church reopened mid-June last year, it's been kind of exciting to see people slowly come back, but it's also been a bit challenging. Some of our elder members who have health issues or have a perception that they might be at risk, they're still afraid, even to now, almost a year later. So some of them may not come back. It's very sad. Some of them may come back very, very slowly. And of course, because Catholic churches are donation driven, when people are not attending, their tendency to donate goes way down. And so it's been very challenging for most of our parishes, including this big parish, to manage financially. So we've been doing everything we can to encourage people to come back to worship, to come back to service, to come back to Mass on the weekends, to participate in different ministry groups, but also to come back and contribute so that we can make sure that we don't lose any of our ministry, lose any of our staff, or have to make any of those difficult budget decisions to make sure that we keep the churches open. So it's been challenging,
How has your congregation responded to and fared during the pandemic?
As it's been a challenge for me as a Catholic priest and as a pastor, it's been very challenging for them as well. Overall, especially initially when the churches closed and there was so much lack of information about the virus, how long we're going to stay under these restrictions, I think people were very confused. There was a lot of instability in people's emotional and psychological states. Then as we kind of settled in with certain restrictions, at least we knew where we stood, most people settled a little bit, but we've had a number of deaths. So it's been very, very hard on people, as well as I think some of our young people, our teens and our young people, you know, they like things to be stable and the same, and the whole world seemed to be upside down at a certain point. And I think that emotional and psychological instability has been very taxing and very tiring on a lot of people.
Are there impacts of the pandemic that you're seeing that are unique to the Spanish-speaking community?
It's a very good question. I think as the national news has reported that the Hispanic community has been in some ways more resistant, maybe lacking some information about the vaccine and about the virus in general. And I think specifically my experience here with a number of parishioners and even staff members and volunteers is that because of the types of industries and work that they do, they've been hit harder. They are many of the service industry workers, and so they don't get a break. They're working, they're putting themselves at risk. When there was the closure because of many of the casinos and other places where they work, they were just told there's no work for this month, for next month. So economically, it's been very, very hard on many of them. The good news is that many of those same folks who are struggling economically have been very faithful. They've been the ones who have continued to support the parish, to come to service, to come to Mass, to bring their families to church. So our Hispanic Masses, the attendance has clearly been increasing week by week, especially in the last few months. And so they are definitely coming back to home, to church, to the sacraments, to receive Holy Communion. So that's very encouraging to see.
That was Paul McCollum, the pastor at Little Flower Catholic Church in Reno. He spoke with KUNR's Natalie Van Hooser. Their conversation was produced by Jaden Perez. This story was produced in partnership with Noticiero Mobile with support from the Solutions Journalism Network.